The pen. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. By the pen and what they write, you are not mad, thanks to the favor of your Lord. A lasting recompense awaits you, for yours is a sublime nature. You shall before long see, as they will see, which of you is mad. Your Lord knows best those who stray from his path, as he knows best those who are rightly guided. Pay no heed to the disbelievers. They desire you to overlook their doings, that they may overlook yours. Nor yield to the wretch of many oaths, the mischief-making slanderer, the opponent of good, the wicked transgressor, the bully who is of doubtful birth to boot. Though such a man be blessed with wealth and children, when our revelations are recited to him, he says, "They are but fables of the ancients. On the nose we will brand him." We have afflicted them as we afflicted the owners of the orchard who had declared that they would pluck its fruit next morning, without adding any reservation. A visitant from your Lord came down upon it while they slept, and in the morning it was as black as midnight. At daybreak they called out to one another, saying, "Hurry to your orchard, if you would pick its fruit." And off they went, whispering to one another, "No beggar shall enter the orchard today." Thus they went out, fixed in their resolve. But when they saw it, they cried, "We have been wrong, we are utterly ruined." The most upright among them said, "Did I not bid you praise God?" "Glory be to our Lord," they answered, "we have assuredly done wrong." And they began to blame one another. "Woe betide us," they cried, "we have been great transgressors. We hope our Lord will give us a better orchard in its place. To our Lord we will turn." Such was their punishment. But the punishment of the life to come is more terrible, if they but knew it. With gardens of delight the righteous shall be rewarded by their Lord. Are we to treat alike the true believers and the guilty? What has come over you that you should judge so ill? Have you a scripture that promises you whatever you choose? Or have we sworn a covenant with you, a covenant binding till the day of resurrection, that you shall have what you yourselves ordain? Ask if any of them will vouch for that. Or have the other deities besides God? Let them produce them, if what they say be true. On the day the dread event unfolds and they are told to prostrate themselves, they will not be able. Utterly humbled, they shall stand with eyes downcast, for they had long since been bidden to prostrate themselves when they were safe and sound. Therefore, leave to me those that deny this revelation. We will lead them step by step to their ruin in ways beyond their knowledge. I shall bear along with them. My stratagem is sure. Are you demanding pay of them so that they are burdened with debt? Or have they knowledge of what is hidden? Can they write it down? Wait, then, the judgment of your Lord, and do not act like him who was swallowed by the whale when he called out in despair. Had his Lord not bestowed on him his grace, he would have been abandoned in the open to be blamed by all. But his Lord chose him for his own and made of him a righteous man. When they hear the admonition, the unbelievers well nigh devour you with their eyes. "He is surely possessed," they say. Yet it is but an admonition to mankind.